We're like gold diggers.
Well, we already know that. We're gold digging. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Yes, we're gold diggers. And given the opportunity, we probe ourselves to see whether we can allow the light within come forth. All right. Okay. So now let's get into it. Time is never really enough on the sunny side. So I have something to say. I think I can say that in 3 minutes, probably five. So help me God. All right, the sunny side. Welcome. The sun sets here. Okay, last week on Lords of Logic, it started off like 3 weeks ago, something like that. Yeah. I asked you to choose between the fool and the evil person, who's a greater threat to good. So I want to speak on that. I try not to give you my position on anything. I think that way I don't influence your judgment, so I can allow you exercise your own liberty to think, to choose, and to arrive at a conclusion, yeah? And that's exactly what you deserve. You're an independent being, and I think you should do more of that, all right? Okay. But I think I'm pressed to say something on this one. So this is my position on that. Maybe I should do more of giving you my position and things after the topic of the show, on the show. Okay, so between the fool and the evil person, who is a greater threat to good? In my position, in my opinion, the fool is a greater threat to good. Let me see whether I can quickly put together some logic for you. And you would have an opportunity to contend with my position after Confessions Thursday. All right. I want to give you an opportunity to challenge it. And I'm telling you now so you can think about it, and then would maybe open, have a 20, 15 minute window where you can challenge my position. And then we go into what is the value of a person? That's today's topic on Lords of Logic. How do you determine the value of a person, all right? Okay, some work to do mentally. Okay, so the fool and the evil person, who is a greater threat to good? The fool is a greater threat to good. Here is why. The fool is the fruit of evil. The fool, so let me separate something real quick. There is making innocent mistakes. You know, you do something unknowingly, there's error. There's human error. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the fool. That was why I had a problem when the first time I introduced you to the topic, you said the fool was someone who didn't have sense. In my opinion, I thought it was very naive of you to say that the fool is not someone, that the fool is someone who doesn't have sense. There's something very uneducated about that. There's something naive about that for you to say, well, the fool doesn't have sense. It felt to me as though you are describing someone who had an underformed mentality, who had a neurological situation, someone who couldn't mentally, you know, balance reality. No, that's not who the fool is, because you also must understand that the fool in himself is calculating. Somebody said something last week and he said, you don't see the fool coming. When I had my experience with the fool, that was one of the things he bragged about. He used to brag about being unpredictable. And for him, it was a deliberate function of his to make me, and so there are two. Let me quickly say this one. Okay, sorry, when I'm thinking, like, too many things are jamming. So it was his intent to make me feel as though there was something out of reach about him, something he wanted to appear like a phantom to me. He wanted to appear impossible to understand. In fact, he didn't want me to understand him, because if you read the book, if you read 48 Laws of Power, manipulation is one of the tools to control people. So that was what he was doing to me. So for example, he would call me more than I call him, but he would manipulate the way he calls me. So if I called him, he wouldn't pick up. Then he'll call me maybe like 24 hours later and act like he didn't see the call yesterday. This thing I'm telling you, I didn't know what it was. But it happened to me like maybe 3-4 years. I didn't know what it was because I had never encountered evil. I had never encountered malevolence in someone. You know, I'd never interacted with it. So I didn't. And he would say something like, you know, I was working. And I'd say, oh, okay, it was working. But, you know, as time went on, so one day I found the courage to do the same thing to him. This was after maybe 3 years or 4 years of him doing it to me. So one day he called me and I deliberately didn't pick up. And I waited 24 hours. Then I called him and then he said to me, didn't you see my call yesterday? And I said to him, but you've been doing this thing to me for years. So it's deliberate. Ah, So that was the moment I understood that he was manipulating me. He was manipulating me in order to exercise a form of dominance. So now the problem with the fool is, while he's spending all human effort being foolish, he doesn't quite cover all his tracks. So it would take an otherwise kind of person to pick apart his gimmick. Now, I'm going to come to the otherwise kind of person, all right? Okay. So, I've told you about my own personal experience here. So, the fool is not someone who doesn't have sense. The fool is deliberate. His actions are towards a goal. His intention is to achieve something. He's not ignorant about his intention. He wants something, and he would do what he can to keep you manipulated in the situation as long as he gets the upper hand above you. Now, you see, the evil person is straightforward. Imagine the theory about Satan. If Satan was going to come to you, he wouldn't come to you in all his glory as Satan, because he knows you would flee. You'll probably pray. You'll speak in tongues. You'll call God in heaven and ask the angels to send fire down. So he wouldn't come to you that way. But he would use the fool. Now, let me tell you why the fool is a greater threat to good. The fool looks like you. The guy who was manipulating me said he was a drummer in church. You have to understand that the fool looks like you. You don't see him coming because this one is a mentor on Instagram. Now, the fool has an objective. He doesn't want to be the truth. He wants to look like the truth. His aim is to make you feel that he is the truth. So when you're dealing with him, you don't see him coming. I mean, you think you're dealing with someone, and then they do something to you. So, what else was I going to add to that? Yeah, see, when my thoughts jam. So, the fool is a greater threat to good. Now, evil is straightforward. You know what you're fighting. You know it, so you brace up to resist it. With the fool, it's difficult. You don't even know what weapons to use because he doesn't quite appear to be a fool. So he is like, the wolf in sheep clothing? Yeah, so he's something like that. And the aim is so that you can't quite tell what you see. But here it is for me. When it happened to me, partly naive, but also partly innocent, because that was my first interaction with evil. So the same logic will apply when the human body interacts with germs. So for example, your body interacts with germs and then you get a virus. And then your body fights the virus and then you get well. And then there is a memory retained of how to fight that virus in your body. So the next time the virus comes in contact with you, your body already has a wall or has soldiers to fight the virus in your body. It's practically about the same logic. So what I'm trying to say here is that the otherwise person is now the person who either through knowledge, experience, or this other one is a little bit more higher in pursuit by way of ambition. These other person must be something totally opposed to the fool. For you to be able to outdo the fool, you must be totally opposed to the fool. Meaning that you're not a fool, you're not a fool yourself. You don't lie to yourself. You don't. So if they bite you once, they can't bite you twice. So that's the otherwise person. So the first time it happens to you, you gain some knowledge and then you build on that and then you can resist the fool. But in the absence of that, here's some big trouble. Let me rephrase that. If you're not totally opposed to foolishness or the condition to be a fool, there's a problem. You don't know the fool when he's coming, but here's what's worse. You could be the fool. So that's the problem, not knowing. So let me give you a more practical reference. You see, something as trivial as a calculator. Some of you don't even confirm with another calculator. You know business people when they say, you know, you bought 5,000 pieces, times maybe 2,500 a piece. You know, you put it in the calculator, calculator gives you an answer. Well, you don't say, well, give me another calculator, let me check. Well, that's because the calculator has been programmed to at least perform to a large degree certain mathematical calculation. Okay, that's one reference. For example, you're a doctor. If you've been a doctor for 10 years, you can look at someone and tell this person is sick. Yeah? Good. So it's the same way. A person who's opposed to the fool through experience, learning, you are anti-foolishness. So when you interact with the person, you can tell, well, this person is foolish. It's like our moms, you know. Your mom can have a friend come around you once, twice, and your mom knows, this person, stop hanging with this person. This person is not good for you. Or it's like a man who trades in parts. You know, just imagine someone who has an experience doing something for a period of time. Then you tell when you see the fake, when you see the original. Yeah? So the person who's opposed to the fool through learning and experience, or maybe even both, you'd be lucky if you have both, which is a great weapon against the fool. You can quickly put up a defense against that. In the absence of that, you don't know whether you're the fool, and then you become easy prey for the fool. So, in summary, the fool is a greater threat to good than evil is. Evil is straightforward. If you stop evil, good finds a way. The problem is that when the fool is in the picture, the fool comes in. He has the appearance of godliness or goodness. Yeah, but you have let the devil in. And if you remember, as it is written, you give no room to the devil. So the problem is the devil don't want you to see, he doesn't want you to see him coming. So he'll use someone arrogant enough to want something. He becomes a vessel to achieve or to obstruct good. So think about it. That's my position, at least in summary. Then you can talk about it on Lords of Logic in about a few minutes from now. Otherwise, welcome to Confessions Thursday on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
The Sunny Side with Joyce.
Evil is the precursor. The fool is the seed of evil. Well, think about that, and you can challenge me later. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Confessions Thursday, when you're calling, you don't say your name. This is not time for Lords of Logic. Just wait. You're going to have your day on radio. When you're calling, you don't say your name. Let's talk about the problems of life. Your interaction with life, the dynamic, your confusion, your innocent mistake, maybe even your deliberate mistake. I mean, I'm not your God. I don't judge you, but I think this is necessary so that by talking about it, we'll learn from it and then eventually find the courage to not do it again, ever again. We'll talk about that sometime on Lords of Logic. Welcome to radio, my friend. How are you?
Hello, Joyce.
Good afternoon. We're happy to have you.
Good afternoon.
Do you have a confession?
Yes, I have a confession.
Go ahead.
Please, because I said one of them on your show that time you went on vacation. That is so bothering me that I told you, this lady on a round table talk that he was answering your show then.
Wait a minute. Yeah?
Yeah, wait a minute. I made away with one old lady's money. And up to now, it's still disturbing me.
Oh, that's very
more
good.
More than 27 years now.
Yo.
I'm still disturbing.
Do you know where she is?
No. Even I've lost total contact with her. And I know she'll be late by now. She's a very elderly woman and so good to me that up to now, and so people, because I'm so... My conscience is still haunting me.
How much is it?
Yeah, it's a quite lot. Almost 450,000 there. As then, I traveled with it to South Africa. They deported me back, and I was duped by the remaining change with me. I'm father of four now. Everything I lay my hands on is not working out.
Oh.
It's not working out, Joyce. I don't know what to do, please.
To just be
myself, is a thing I can mention the name, but if I mention that woman's name on air, the people will know me.
Is she Nigerian?
Yes.
Oh.
She's an evil woman.
Oh.
Married to a Yoruba man.
Okay.
And, no, please.
Do you think you might be able to find the family on Facebook?
Which I will try.
Yeah, I think you should make restitution. No. I think you should and ask for forgiveness. Except you think you can forgive yourself, which is a conversation next week.
I think
try find a family on Facebook and see whether you can make restitution.
I helps you.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Good luck. Yeah. And then pray.
Yeah. Okay.
And try.
I'm doing praying.
All right. Thank you. Night 9.3 Nigeria Info Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
See, you shouldn't have started like that, honestly.
Your head is spinning.
I'm boiling already. I want to comment.
Well, that's the whole idea.
Because I don't agree with what you said.
It's okay.
I want to bring my head game. I don't have any confession, but I want to talk.
Wait, so I did promise that I'll give you time to challenge it. So relax, okay?
Don't do this next time, please.
Oh, dear. 99.3 Nigeria Info, Confessions Thursday. Yeah, I know how to set a good trap. Hi, how are you?
Hello, how are you, Joyce?
Welcome, Confessions Thursday. What's up?
Please, like the other guy.
You're joking.
I know where you killed my heart this month, but please, the sun, it's not yet time for the sun to set. It will set around 3. The sun rises here.
Hey, so what did I say when I started?
You said the sun sets here.
Oh, the sun, but it's true that it sets here now. Okay, thank you very much.
Please,
thank you. It rises here.
For lots of logic in your show.
Oh, dear. Well, this is very good. Hi, how are you?
Good afternoon, guys.
Welcome. Confessions Thursday.
Yes, I don't have any confession. No, I have a confession.
Oh, God.
I have a confession.
Yeah.
And my confession is very short.
Okay.
I like you so much. That's a confession.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to Confessions Thursday.
Good afternoon, John.
Hello, Confessions Thursday. Welcome. Do you have a confession?
No, I don't have a confession. I just want to talk about that man that wants to make restitution.
Okay, speak up and give. You have 1 minute, okay? Go ahead, please. 1 minute.
Yeah. The only restitution he's going to do is to return that money to the family of the victim and take the money from him.
Yeah.
If he does not do that, no amount of praying or going to deliverance that will deliver him, we keep getting problems. Whatever he lays down will not work because he took that woman that money from her. And if things have been moving well with him, he will not have looked for her. For this restitution, it's because that thing has blocked for him.
Mm. So the only but he did say that his conscience bugs him, though. He says that his conscience worries him.
Yeah, so he should return the money.
Okay.
That's the point.
Well,
can pray from now to next year until he returns that money.
Yeah.
He's not going to make any headway.
All right. Thank you very much, lady, for calling. We appreciate it. 99.3 Nigeria Info Confessions Thursday. Welcome to the sunny side. Turn off your radio, lady. Turn off your radio, pretty.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. Good afternoon. Confessions Thursday.
Yes, you have I have a confession.
Sure. Go ahead.
Yeah, there is... last week, something happened to me here.
Where?
And anytime such happens, and if I utter a word, it always comes to pass. I don't know. A boy called me when I was about going to church that she needed something. And I stop the church I'm going and run to the shop and give him something, not knowing that intention is a bad intention. And up to now, he has not returned the money back to me.
How much is it?
So it says 6,000 naira, just more money. But okay. I was annoyed when I discovered that he has blamed me.
Oh.
And I utter a word. And anytime I make that statement, that person always go to zero. So I'm...
You want to forgive
I don't know.
Him?
Hello?
You want to forgive him?
I want to forgive him, but I've uttered the word.
Oh, you've said it already?
Yes. Because for me to go to... telling that I'm going to church, only for him to call me back and dupe me.
Who's this person? A neighbor? Who's that?
No, he's a Yoruba guy.
Is he a neighbor? It doesn't matter. But is he a neighbor?
He's my friend. He's a customer, Sha. He's a customer. I don't call him a friend. He's not a friend. He's a customer. But...
Have you called the person? Have you said, well,
no,
hey...
When I talked to the master, the person whom he learned work from, he said, that boy have joined this Yahoo boys. He's doing Yahoo. So it was then that I discovered that he had duped me with that 6,000 naira.
But why don't you call him? Have you called him
I called him and he refused to pick my call.
Oh.
So I used another number and called him. was telling me I should forget about it, something like that. I said, okay.
He said that?
Yes, he said, I forget about that. That one has gone. That's what he told me.
Oh.
So I was annoyed. I said, and I know that whatever I said that day must come to happen to him. And I'm sorry for him because he's a very young boy. I know him very well. And I don't know where he's living. I don't even know his name, but I know that he used to come and buy from me. But I was so highly annoyed. I was annoyed. That is why I uttered that word. And anybody that I make that statement to, that person will never get himself.
I think people want to know what it is you said. I think people at this point would like to know what it is that you said against him.
I don't understand you.
People want to know what you say. I mean, you said something that would happen to him.
No. I can't say it on radio.
Okay.
I can't say it on radio.
So, have you considered the state of anybody who would defraud someone else to make a living? Have you thought about that?
Yes. It comes to my mind.
So, do you think necessary to still curse him? Don't you think he has trouble ahead of him? No. First of all, he has trouble with him.
No. The work he's doing is making money, but I don't know that they have joined a bad group. He's an electrician, and he's making money out of it.
I'm saying that the fact that he has become fraudulent, if we can say that, don't you think that's problem enough for him? Both consequence and repercussion. Don't you think that that's enough punishment?
That is why if he can come to me, I can pray for him back, and God will forgive him.
Well, you're not sure about that. Forgiveness is not yours
to
give.
But I'm not sure that he's coming back. He's not going to come back to me because there have been a week plus now or 2 weeks plus now. He can't come back to me. I know.
Okay.
He can't come back.
So you just want him to know on Nigeria Info that you swear for him?
Yes,
you swear for him?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to Confessions Thursday. Sarah Aloshi, if you make it back, 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Hello. Sarah Aloshi. Confessions Thursday. Welcome. My name's Joyce. You don't say your name. Hello. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, welcome. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, my name is Samuel.
Turn off your radio, my friend. Turn off your radio. You have to speak quickly, okay?
Yeah, I call from Maryland.
Beautiful. Go ahead.
Please, can you guys try to reach this governor of Lagos State? It's like the man is confused. He don't know what he's doing in Lagos State.
It's Confessions Thursday.
Yes, see, the traffic is mad in this state. The traffic is
mad. Are you new to Lagos? Are you new to Lagos and Lagos traffic?
No. I'm not a new person. It's almost 18 years in Lagos. But this time, this very month is worse. It's just blocked. Look at Maryland here. It's blocked the road. You go to Yaba, it's blocked the road. You go to Semen, it's blocked. It's no one is even done anyone. Set to out. It don't make any common sense now. We are by fuel 162 naira by liter. And we are staying in traffic for 5 hours. It doesn't make any common sense.
You know, rather than get mad.
No, seriously, it's not making any common sense.
I agree with you.
What is going on? Come on, just come out on the street.
I don't want to come out on the street. I don't have a business on the street.
Just like, what is a cow? Lagos State governor is a coach. That's what I used to be to today. He's a motherfucker. I tell you.
Relax. Stop. Don't swear. Please.
No. I have right to say. I speak my mind. I don't fucking say that.
You're on my radio station, so I don't appreciate that.
You don't think of masses. You don't think of masses.
Well, yeah.
You don't want anyone.
Wow.
You don't make any comments. I'm telling you the truth.
I know you're saying the truth, but I would not appreciate you being insulting. You can actually state your point without necessarily, you know, calling someone out of their name.
Hold on, my sister, hold on. If you are doing the right thing, the son is going to...
You're not listening to me.
Your father is not...
You can state your... Yes. No. Hello, you can state your point without calling somebody out of their name. You can speak to the problem without saying...
I challenge you because he's not giving me...
So I'm really entertaining you because I'm hoping that you can let off steam, but I'm saying that you must listen to me, that you can state your point without calling somebody out of their name. I mean, that's simple, isn't it? Do you understand that?
See, people, we are clear annoying you in this country.
I know that you're getting angry, but you see, anger doesn't fix it. Fixes it.
See, my sister, let me tell you, you're in the station right now, right? Just come out.
I don't want to call. I have a job. Am I not working? How many places should I be at the same time? Okay, you know what? You have two options. You endure the traffic or you get out of where you are right now, take a bike. At least try to fix the problem immediately rather than sit down there and get mad. Getting mad fixes nothing.
There's no bike in the street.
Well, how about working out? How about taking a walk? Have you tried that?
See,
I don't know how far you're going.
Let us speak our mind.
Yeah, but it's Confessions Thursday, and I'm really, really trying to entertain you. I'm just saying, don't call someone out of their name. That's disrespectful. You can state your case. You can tell how angered you are by the situation, but you do not call a person out of their name. Like, okay, so if that was a fight, thank you. Okay.
Fine.
All right, great.
Please,
great.
Can you guys try to reach for Lagos State Government so that I can talk to them? Let not block all the road. If you want to repair road, look at when everybody was a prayer in front of Lagos State. He don't want to open another one. He free one before he block another one. I can just come out and block all the state. There's no movement.
I am.
If you go this way, it's not make any common sense.
Sorry.
We are not. It's very painful, serious. I'm not joking. It's very painful.
Why do you think I think you're joking? I don't think you're joking. I'm just saying, if you can do anything to help your situation, do it.
There's no back.
How about strolling? You know, if you start strolling, now, by 2 o'clock, you're probably almost where you are supposed to be headed.
Okay, fine. Let's go that way.
I stroll now.
You want me to leave my car in traffic and enter back? Does it make any common sense?
Oh, you're driving. Well, then be patient with it. Say a prayer. Count from 1 to 100. It kind of eases the steam out.
Please, let you guys talk to this man. If you don't know what he's doing, let him step down from that seat. I'm walking away. He's a motherfucker.
I told you not to curse people out.
I can see it.
Don't say that. Now go. You know what? Enjoy the traffic. Whoa. I thought about going and leave today. And I want to go for 2 weeks. And you know, I really don't understand how you call me and you think I'm supposed to just sit down here and listen to everything that you have to say. He's not my brother. Off on a break. Off on an actual commercial break. We'll be right back. Good God. Welcome to Confessions Thursday. Sorry, I lost you. If you make it back, we'll be here. Hello, Nigeria Info. Confessions Thursday. How are you?
Hello. Good afternoon.
Welcome. Confessions Thursday. You have a confession?
Yes, I do.
All right. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a confession about one George. I used to work with Cool FM way back like 8 years ago.
Yeah. Is that your confession?
Yeah.
Well, nice meeting you again.
I was really in love with her.
Mm-hmm.
I had to print that picture from Cool FM then way back. I had to frame it in my room.
Whose picture did you frame?
That is George. That used to work with Cool FM 8 years ago. I don't know.
You now framed her picture. Then you worship the picture.
No, not that. I went to look forward to.
That's a weird obsession.
Yeah. She's like a relationship program or love program then way back.
Look for her on Facebook then.
Okay, I will.
Mm. She should be on Facebook. God, I hope I'm not there. Well, thank you very much for calling. You sure? Hello, how are you?
Hello, yeah, good afternoon.
Confessions Thursday, do you have a confession?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I have a confession.
You have less than 3 minutes. Get to it.
Okay, I really don't know how to say this.
Ah.
I have a cousin that I'm really in love with, and I know a tongue in this part of the world.
In which other world would that not be wrong? America?
I wouldn't know, though.
Okay. Atlantis?
I can't help it. I think we're in love with each other, but we're even trying to...
Well, cousin, how is she related to you?
My cousin.
Yeah, I get it. From which side? Mother's side?
Father's side.
Your father's side?
Yeah.
So, she's in love with you too.
Exactly.
Do you think it's right?
I mean,
are you going to act without thinking? Because that's also something else we have to establish. I don't know if this is airtime or this is you just not having enough courage to face the truth. But so let me ask you, all right? Do you think it's okay to act without thinking? That's a question you must answer. Do you think that what you're doing Are you looking for an excuse to do something? So here it is. And maybe next week we're going to talk about do what makes you happy on language and interpretations, because the world, society says that now. You do what makes you happy. We're going to try to, you know, talk about that and see what we mean when we say do what makes you happy, because it appears you wish you were in a society where somebody would let you sleep or have a sexual affair with a cousin of yours. And so first of all, before I even say anything to you, I even want to know how you think. Because, I mean, what could I say if I don't know how you think? But until I get that opportunity, I'm going to ask you to ask yourself this question. Would you act without thought? And would you excuse the action and say, well, you know, we love each other, we can't help it. And then you act on it. Would that make you a stable human being? And then you should. And if you gave me the privilege, I'd like to look through what your values are. Like, so what is right and wrong as far as your life goes? And would you accept something wrong just because it favors you? Or just because, you know, I mean, hey, just because it favors you, would you accept it? I mean, you admit it's wrong. But, you know, as you said, you can't help it. Then if you're that helpless, well, sign of the cross. Off on a break. Headlines up next. We'll be right back on Confessions Thursday.
The Sunnyside with Joyce. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Depend on us for the best in talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Biggest.
Keeping you updated on latest news.
Somebody saying they own the mint. So the government just go to the mint and print money and then help us out on the land. They share.
Latest developments locally and internationally. From politics to business. Sports and so much more. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. This is Lost to the Headlines.
Social political activist and critic Sumbo Onitiri has warned the presidency against persecuting Nnamdi Kanu and Sunday Igboho, but to address their agitations and dialogue with them. He said Sunday Igboho, to any right-thinking Nigerian, has committed no criminal offense. He also says Sunday only defended his people from Fulani killer herdsmen terrorizing his community, and added that there is no offense in self-defense. He went ahead to add that the government should face terrorists, armed Fulani herdsmen, bandits, and criminals killing and kidnapping innocent people instead of chasing Sunday Igboho and Nnamdi Kanu. How on a see this talk? You conquer? It's all right. Leader of Arewa in the South, Alhaji Musa Saidu, has hailed the Minister of State for Petroleum, Chief Timipre Silva, for his efforts in the passage of the Petroleum Industry Bill by the National Assembly. Alhaji Saidu said those condemning the passage should realize that it took almost two decades for the bill to be passed by the National Assembly, adding that they should commend the role of Silva in the passage while they can still lobby the National Assembly for more. Meanwhile, youths in the Niger Delta have rejected the provision of the 3% equity stake in the host community trust in the PIB. They say it's unacceptable. Say it takes something two decades to do. Let me say it goes still correct 100%. And the fear say this thing will cause another wahala soon. The Kano State Hisbah Board says it has succeeded in apprehending no fewer than 20 underage children slipping under bridges in markets and motor parks during a surprise raid. According to the Commander General of the Hisbah Board, Sheikh Harun Ibn Sina, majority of the children claim to have snuck into Kano State from neighboring states and villages and depend on begging as a means of livelihood and survival. My own question be say, where the mama and papa were born there? He says arrangements are being made to reunite the children with their families, as the Kano State government has outlined measures to stamp out street begging. A 20-year-old man in Kano State has set himself ablaze after his efforts to raise money to pay for his secondary certificate examination organized by the National Examination Council failed. The incident took place in Garo town of Kabo, local government area of the state. Reports say the man, identified as Danladi Shoaib, had written the exams three times but failed all attempts. This year, he couldn't raise money to register for the exam. Danladi had on many occasions threatened to commit commit suicide if he failed to write the exam because he wanted to further his studies. But nobody took the threats serious. No one they carry all these kind things they play. Look around you. You get people when you need help. Ordinary NECO exam now. Person who go kill himself because of money. Meanwhile, 28 young men have been nabbed by police operatives in Delta State while they were undergoing initiation to be members of Eye Confraternity Group in Ogume, Okwani local government area of Delta State. Spokesperson of the command, DSP Bright Edafe, says the boys were caught by the state anti-cult unit detectives by 3 a.m. following an intelligence report. Now, because they sleep, no, they hungry them. 3 a.m. when you know the winch. DSP Edafe added that two locally made single barrel guns, 8 vehicles, 6 motorcycles, and charms were recovered from the suspects. Person go just day in day, you say you won't waste your life. Oh, where can he go? And for this next story, fly when they hear what they follow dead body enter grave. A traveler from India, Oluwakemi Raji, has been sentenced to 14 days community service by a magistrate court sitting in Ogba, Lagos State, for flouting the coronavirus pandemic law of the state. The Chief State Counsel of the Directorate of Public Prosecutions, Lagos State Ministry of Justice, Benedicta Shokoya, says the defendants came into Lagos State from Qatar Airline flight on May the 23rd, 2021, from one of the red-listed countries, India. My own be say, why una see they allow flight from India even enter in the first place? Shokoya says the accused consistently left the isolation hotels in Ikeja where she was lodged. Magistrate Adeola sentenced the defendant to 14 days community service to be carried out at the Lagos State University Teaching Hospital, Ikeja. Hope say they go put her close to the isolation center to do the community service. Make sure not come spread and quack in case she gets, like in case I talk. Oh. I'm Oni Sunday, and those are stories lost to the headlines.
Gold diggers, tunneling through the mishaps and the handicaps.
I don't know what to cook for them. I don't know what to give them to eat. That is the issue at hand as I speak right now.
In the name of the good, we hope to earn the truth and be worth our weight in salt.
Every night, every lad and girl, we hear 1 million boys, 2 million boys, 3 million boys. It's for one, come on, people. People wouldn't have no money. You're supposed to plan it to be where people can follow you. Everybody can follow you. Go be rich and good for.
The Sunny Side with Joyce.
The Sunny Side with Joyce.
Weekdays, 12 to 3 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
All right, back. 99.3 Nigeria Info, Confessions Thursday. Welcome to the show.
You're listening to Confessions Thursday with Joyce on the Sunny Side.
0700-993-993-993 and 0146-571-90. When you call in, you don't say your name, and hopefully you can get to the gist of your confession. Time is all we have. We're hoping to make the best out of it. Welcome to the show. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday. What's your name?
Good afternoon. Anonymous.
Of course. Oh, pardon. Forgive me, please. Sorry. Anonymous. Yeah, please go ahead.
Okay, please. I just want you to be straight with me, okay? Just be straight. Don't mind why I'm. Just tell me if I'm a fool, if I'm bad. Just tell me straight.
Oh, well, that's some courage. Sure.
Okay. I've been married for like, I got married 7 years.
Yeah.
And I got married to a single lady.
Yeah.
A single mother. She has a daughter.
Yeah.
So I got married to her, and we're just together, me, she, and the daughter.
Mm-hmm.
The daughter like my own, because there's nothing wrong. I actually love her.
Yeah.
Just like it's just 4 years, going to five.
Okay.
And 4 months to the wedding, people start coming in. The daughter came in, and the lady from her place also, she says it's her cousin sister. They have to come around to come and take care of the daughter.
The four-year-old daughter?
Yeah, that she wants somebody to come around to come and take care of the daughter.
Yeah.
So she brought in a lady. She brought in her two friends also, her two female friends.
Into which house, please? The same?
The same house we're staying.
Oh, okay.
And everything starts going different way. Like, if anything happened in the house, the next person I will hear it from, either from the people who are inside the house, or from my mom. My mom will just call me and tell me that my wife said this. You know, I start getting pissed off with everything. I stay outside. I can come home like 10, 11 o'clock.
Why?
Because I don't really get it again. I can, if with the daughter, me and her, is okay. With the little we are earning, is okay. She work, I work. And
but now you're it's her. Hold on, let's understand how many people live under your roof or live with you. So it's your wife, her daughter, two of her friends.
Two of her friends, me.
You, then your mom.
No, my mom. My mom is
okay.
Not me.
Okay, all right.
Mom, I'm talking about our mom. So our mom.
Oh, her own mom.
Our mom comes around. She doesn't really stay with us.
Oh, okay, comes around.
She
okay.
Comes around and she goes. So the whole marriage thing was just like about her own family. You understand? Because I told her the argument I had with her before is that I don't really go up with my parents because I'm a traveler.
Okay.
And I wanted a family.
You want a family.
I want a family. I want somebody I can call my own.
Okay.
That's what I thought. So I'm not going to bring my people in.
Okay.
I don't have a dad. My dad is late.
Mm-hmm.
My mom is alive.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to bring my people in. I don't want my people to come in.
Okay.
I want to have you as my family. I want to have your daughter as my family. That is what I want.
Okay.
That's what we agree on. Because I never had a family before.
Okay.
I only spent like 7 years since I left home. And I started traveling. I stayed with brothers and everything.
Yeah.
Now, the whole thing now is that it should start happening, then she traveled. Her father called me that things is not working on in Nigeria here, so she needed to travel. So before then, I'm already tired of the whole thing, but I don't just know how to go out of the marriage. So I told her, if she wants to travel, let her travel. I was the one that worked out the traveling stuff.
Okay.
So she traveled to US for like 2 years now. Then she
mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Go,
now,
go ahead. Yeah.
So her daughter now is with her parents.
Okay.
And along that she also had a daughter together. So
okay.
the two they are with her parents now.
Okay.
My question now is that, is it still good for me to I'm not gonna remarry actually, because my daughter is okay for me.
Okay.
That one I have is okay for me. Our own is the second one, I'm okay with the two. And for my polygamous family, I'm not trying to raise polygamy again.
Okay.
Can I still call her my wife? That's the question.
Well, are you married legally?
Everything. Both tradition, white, and cult.
So under a legal context, yes, she is legally your wife.
Yes. Can I still say she's my wife?
Well, absolutely. She is your wife. It's not like you have a choice here until you file for a divorce.
She's in the U.S. We've seen last night. It's 2 years now.
So what? She's still your wife. You're not legally separated. You were married legally, weren't you? Or did you take blood oath?
No, am I a fool? No.
Well, hallelujah. Okay. So, yeah, if you're legally married, you have to legally dissolve it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But have I done anything wrong in that marriage?
So, I don't have the details of it. So for me to judge something to be wrong, I need to pretty much maybe observe an action and see whether I can understand why that action happened, given the motive for the action. So I cannot quite speak on right and right or wrong from here. Given what you have submitted to me, I cannot
because
quite speak on that.
I just, every day, I just see myself like, maybe I've done something wrong. Because if I question her that, why do you bring God to put in? That's what really happened to us. That's what really affected. I'm collecting 100 plus. You're collecting 100 plus. We can be okay. She will tell me, why do I actually accept her bringing those people in? That could have said no then.
Well, what can't you say no now? You can say no now.
They are not with us again. Everything is dissolved.
Everything is dissolved now. Well, just file for separation. Doesn't quite appear that both of you are holding on to anything here. So just raise your kids, love them, file for separation. See whether you can try again in life.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Sure. Thank you very much for calling. Hello. Confessions Thursday. Welcome to Nigeria Info. We're happy to have you here.
Joyce.
Welcome. Do you have a confession?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I have a very good confession.
So time must go. Let's go with it. Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, let me go with this. You know that this confession issue that we're having every Thursday has its own base. We cannot use something that concerns a teenage issue and bring it into this confession to Thursday about traffic and where they are preparing.
You're taking us back. Let's not even do that. He's gone. Let's not even bother about him.
Okay, that is why I want to correct it so that we should not be discussing the issue that concerns confession or something about road something. Then my confession is that you know that sometimes when things is going so somehow, people will be thinking that that is not a genuine something. But when you check about it, it's something genuine. Mm. Like a Nigeria Info Station, I find out the whole radio station in Nigeria. I find out that Nigeria Info Station is the best place for somebody to listen to the news, because you people give a genuine information what is happening in the country and in the world. And I use this opportunity also to also tell you, because of last week I complained something about you, about what I won, and that thing eventually passed through to me. So without passing those things for me, that is why I'm so much unreliable on Nigeria Info every day of my life.
Well, thank you.
Because I cannot stay without listening to Nigeria Info.
I thought you said we should not speak about anything that doesn't have to do with confession.
No, I'm just confessing. Yeah. Confession.
Well, you just said the other guy called us to talk about traffic, but here you are, and it does appear.
No, I'm talking about traffic of a thing. I'm just talking about what
Do you have an actual confession? Because if you don't, you know, let's go to other people, because we have to go to Lords of Logic. And boys are waiting for me the other side. They have something they want to tell me.
Okay, I myself, I'm still waiting for the law of logic.
Aha, uh-huh. Okay, now let's do this one real quick. Well, thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. We're live streaming Joyce Onyemowa, Joyce Onyemowa on Instagram. Welcome, if you have just tuned in, it's Confessions Thursday. Hello, sir, I lost you. If you make it back, we'll be here. Welcome to the sunny side. Good afternoon. Do you have a confession?
Hello, yes, I have a confession.
We're happy to have you. We've been waiting. Go ahead.
There is this my friend that is buying something from me. I don't want to mention his name.
You shouldn't.
Yeah, so he buys something from my aunt. After that, I know where he's staying before in Ogun State here. Yeah. But later, in that park away from this side. He's owing me 58,000 something that time.
Yeah.
So when you pack out, I'm not calling that. You not tell me that you want to pack out. You just collect market for me and went out from this side. That I need my money, that my guy is talking because of the money. So you not tell me to send account number, which I did. After that, he transferred 20,000.
Okay.
And the balance meant at 5,500. Since that day, he has been avoiding my call like almost 3 months now.
Yeah.
I'll be avoiding my call. His number end with 8323, in case he's listening to me. And the other one end with 1549.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Hopefully, he gets to pay his debt like a Lannister would. Hello, Confessions Thursday.
Hello.
Welcome. Good afternoon, Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Good afternoon.
Welcome.
I don't have a confession.
Okay.
It's like this. I've been married for.
You have a confession?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you said you didn't. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
I married a lady like 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So we have 2 kids.
Great.
But along the line, we started having issues, as in, me and a mother. Any little issue we have at home, the next thing our mother comes in and all that.
No.
I kept bearing it then. Eventually, I had a problem with my job.
Yeah.
So.
Could you speak quickly? Speak quickly. Time's of the essence.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, I had a problem with my job.
Yeah.
So she started dating. She got a job while I was not working.
Yeah.
Started dating someone else while we are still together.
Yeah.
Then, I now called her that what you are doing is not good, because I do have the evidence. Sometimes I will be in the house playing with the kid and she will be calling whoever.
Her lover. Uh-huh. So what happened
so
now?
I told her, what happens now?
I do apologize. I lost you. Hopefully. Well, I don't. If you can call back, that'll be good. If you call back, that'll be great. Hello. Confessions Thursday, Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
Welcome. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, I do have a confession. I would like to remain anonymous.
You're supposed to be anonymous. Please go ahead. Go ahead real quick.
Yeah, my confession is goes like this. I do know I've been trying. I do masturbate for like 5 years now, and I've tried I've tried to stop it, but I don't even know how to go about it. I've been keeping it to myself all this while. I don't know what to do. No one really knows. Sometimes I regret after doing it. I won't cry, but I don't know how to go about it. Even in the church, sometimes in the church, I do ask it to my prayers, my prayer points in the church, but still, even at that, I don't know.
Well, actually, you know, it's not true that you don't, you know. You must make a decision. So it's not just that you don't know how to do it. It's that you're not ready to.
I'm actually ready, but... Sometimes I just feel like doing it, but I know this thing is wrong. I just keep doing it.
Yeah, so let's help you. You do it. You know it is wrong. You already know it's wrong, and then you contend. Then you go ahead and do it nonetheless. I mean, like all the weapons, the key to loosen the chain is with you. You know it's wrong. I mean, you know how not to die, at least to the best of your knowledge. If you had to save yourself from dying, you know.
Well, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to do it, but.
No, you know. Okay, so because okay. You're benefiting, so there's something you're getting out of masturbating. Pleasure.
Just the pleasure.
You have to even despise the pleasure. You are still enjoying it. The day you hate that thing that you are gaining, you see that one that you're, so it's like corruption, huh? So they say there's corruption in the country. Then someone gives me money. And I know the money is not legal money. So there's a case of, there's the option of collect the money, keep quiet. But I know. And I know that if I collect this money, it won't look bad in my bank account or, you know, yeah? Then I have to choose. I have to determine whether I want that money in my bank account that I can spend whenever I choose, or I would resist to gain pleasure, which is the pleasure of having the money, and choose to not have the money and be willing to pay that price. So it's a choice you have to make. You haven't made the choice. You're allowing the fact that you're enjoying it still govern reason. So your reason is slave to your pleasure. You have to give spirit to your reason and say, well, I know this is wrong. Even though it's pleasure, I don't want the pleasure. Then you finish masturbation. I mean, you're done with it.
So,
it takes a while.
No, I've made up my mind not to do it.
You made up your mind talking to me?
Not to do it again. But this is not the first time. It's not the second time.
No, you don't hate it enough. When you hate it. When you look, what is? Give me something you really don't like in life. Something you don't like.
I. That's the only thing I don't like. Okay, let me.
Then you must hate it enough. You must hate it. The thoughts should irritate you. That you even do it should be an insult to you. Actually, it is an insult to you. Yeah.
It's an insult, honestly.
Yes, it is. Oh, no, that's even... It goes without saying. Yeah. It's an insult to you. Yeah, it's an insult to you. That's you insulting yourself. Look, my guy, it's straightforward. You're enjoying it. It's sweeting you. Hate that. Hate the gain. Despise the gain. Be willing to let loose. Don't be doing, you can't do it.
I can do it. I can do it. I can do it.
No, believe me, it's not that you said it. It's that your spirit must despise it.
Okay, ma.
Make a decision. And you succeed. Otherwise, it's... You're enjoying it. That's why you can't win it. I mean, why do we have corruption issues in this nation? That the people who are supposed to fight the corruption are also enjoying the corrupt money. So here we are. People who are praying are praying. Those who are calling Nigeria Info to just go off. But, yeah. Until the men who want the vision carry that vision and bring about it through action. It's just really all talk. Nothing more. Really, let me just tell you, today on Confessions Thursday, welcome. Hello, good afternoon to you. Hello.
Hello.
Confessions Thursday, do you have a confession?
Something for the last caller.
Okay.
I think the way you are telling him, he said he can do it. It's like he's addicted to something. So once you are addicted to it, even if you can do it, you still need to... So maybe see, I don't know, medical people or something.
Are you playing me?
No, I'm trying to say something concerning the guy.
All right, real quick, addicted. You have a minute. So what should he do?
You should stop looking.
You should what?
You should stop looking at people.
Looking at people? He's not blind.
No, what I'm saying is looking at ladies lustfully.
Yeah, but how does he do that if he doesn't make a decision about ending something?
That is it. You should take the decision of
are you repeating looking. What I said? Or you have something else? If he doesn't make a decision, he can't act. It's just basically that. Or is there something else?
Okay.
Yeah, now he has to choose. He has to make a decision or he cannot act. He must decide in his mind that he hates the pleasure from masturbation. Only then can he contend with it and defeat it. You say don't look at women. Like, what does that even mean? Is that even possible? I mean, he's not blind. Hello. What if he works in a fashion house?
Hi, Joyce.
Welcome, Confessions Thursday.
Oh my.
Welcome. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I do.
Real quick, because we have loads of logic waiting. Men are waiting for me, man.
I'm actually waiting for the Lord of Logic.
Oh, great. Yeah,
sure. I want to defeat you for the very first time.
Let's try. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, real quick.
A very long time ago, when I was still in secondary school, my dad is a prophet.
Your dad is a prophet?
Yes.
Okay, this is going somewhere. Go ahead.
So, I packed out of the house. But he married plenty wives, so many wives. So, because of problems and troubles, I moved out of the house. And I started living in the church, inside the church, my dad's church.
You left your father's house, moved to his church.
Yes.
You don't even know how to run. Go ahead.
So, staying in the church, I go to school from there. And he's not paying attention to me.
Wait, my friend. I'm going to have to interrupt you because I have a commercial break ahead. So, this is your gist. Think about it, then you call back, all right?
All right.
All right, thank you very much. Thank you. I sincerely do apologize for that interruption. We're going to go off for the break. When we come back, we have a few more minutes on Confessions Thursday. Then, of course, we segue into Lords of Logic. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. We'll be right back.